Hello.
Hi, is this Jonathan?
Yes, this is Jonathan.
Oh, hi. I'm calling from the Tire and Lube Service Center. You had your oil changed yesterday?
Yes.
You're the one with the high mileage?
Yes.
I accidentally left my Kenny Loggins CD in your CD player in the car because I was listening to it while I changed your oil.
I'm going to check that out right this second.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you called me like three times. The first time you called, I think I answered right when you hung up.
Uh-huh.
And then the second time I was hoping you'd leave a message. And then the third time I was like, who is keep calling me that I do not know?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I should have left a message, but I really just didn't feel like it.
No, not a problem.
Yeah, I don't like leaving messages for people like you.
For people like, what'd you say?
I mean, for customers, I mean.
Oh, I was like, for people like me, that sounds so mean.
Oh, no, I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, what was it called again?
Oh, it was a Kenny Loggins CD. It's in your CD player and your radio.
Yep. Do you know which one you put it in?
Which one?
I just have six CDs. I'll take them all out.
Oh, that's so fancy of you.
No, I know which one you put it in. The one with nothing in it, I bet.
Probably.
Yeah.
I was listening to Danger Zone while I changed your oil. With the 530 Pins oil.
Is it 530 or 520?
Was it? I don't know.
The Honda Accord?
Yeah, that's the one.
What was it called again?
Oh, it was Kenny Loggins. His Greatest Hits compilation CD. I took it out of the bargain bin. It was a $5 bargain bin CD.
No, I'm... Wrong car.
What? Oh no, it's definitely your car. It's in the Honda for Jonathan.
Yeah, but I'm telling you right now that I have six CDs in my CD changer and not one of them's
Kenny Loggins.
Loggins.
Very popular
singer
in the 1980s. He did the song for Caddyshack 1 and 2. The credits, the ending credits songs. So you should you should know who he is, yeah.
Nah, I'm not really into music, truthfully.
Oh, really?
Like, I couldn't tell you anything about any music, really.
Well, I'm going to need that back, because I didn't even pay for it. I took it out of the bargain bin, so basically...
You're
going to get arrested for shoplifting if you don't give it back to me. I can understand
that... Did you hear what... It's fucking a $5 CD. You're fucking calling me. You said you left it in my fucking car. Now you're saying I'm going to get arrested because I don't have your fucking CD?
Well, yeah, for shopping.
Where do you work?
Right.
I'll be down there right now, fucking asshole.
You just need to return it.
Are you at work, dickhead?
I understand that you want to keep it for yourself, right, but...
Have a nice day. What's your name again?
You shouldn't steal CDs from other people.
No, I'm not stealing, and I'll be at fucking right now.
Listen, you asshole, I want my CD. You better bring me the CD when you come here.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello everyone, you're listening to the Snowplow Show for April 24th, 2016. Today's episode is sponsored by Utah Kurt. Utah Kurt's the only listener who's ever mailed me a latch hook kit of a PLA bell symbol. Thanks, Utah Kurt. I have at least one update to do before we get started on the show today. This was posted on the Phone Losers group on Facebook by Legend. It's an update from Lisa Gale. Remember Lisa Gale? She's the one that we did the Facebook mob on, the one with the really amazing country music voice. She posted an update, I think maybe a day after that show happened. And the update says, my family has been at the hospital since the weekend with a family member who is in critical condition and not expected to live. Yesterday, I got on my Lisa Gale page and a group of people have wrecked havoc and hacked into my account. I do not tolerate this behavior and you will be blocked. There were a lot of posts with foul language that I do not approve of! Exclamation point. So our shenanigans were not appreciated by Lisa Gale. She had a bunch of really supportive fans backing her up and talking about what horrible people we are and everything. So she's got a good support network to deal with people like us. And the other update I have comes from Ben Kilburn and Mason Jar. They have both suggested, and I'm pointing that out so you don't think I'm trying to nominate myself, but they are both ordering me to sign up on podcastawards.com for everyone to go to that site and vote for the Snowplow Show to win a podcast award. I kind of doubt it's going to happen, but why not? What can it hurt? Go to podcastawards.com and vote for the Snowplow Show. I think it wants a URL for the Snowplow Show also. I just put phonelizards.org. I don't know if that part matters or not. I don't know if voting has started or this is just nominations. I guess we'll find out soon. That's all of the updates for this episode, so I think we're going to get on to playing the show, which is, it was a live show that I did on Friday evening. I mean morning, not evening. Where I used a list that someone named My Calm Insanity sent in, and we called up a bunch of people who were getting oil changes and other automotive stuff done, which I probably explain in the beginning of this show, so I guess I should just shut up and play the show. Here it is. Enjoy, everyone. I have exciting news, breaking news. I'm broadcasting for the first time in probably over a year now. I'm broadcasting on Shoutcast. So if you want to listen on Shoutcast, you know, if you're listening on your phone and you hate it because you have to keep your phone open, run down your battery, you don't have to do that anymore because I'm broadcasting on YouTube and Shoutcast. Someone asked me what Shoutcast program I use for Android. I use a thing called XIIA Live. It's a thing that it's impossible to pronounce, but that's what I've been using for years and it seems to work well. If you just go to your app store, search for Shoutcast. Who knows what the listening links are? I guess you'll have to do a search. But you can listen from phonelizards.org now. There's a player up in the left, top left corner thingy. Shoutcast! Yay! It'll eat up less bandwidth. About time I got that set up again. So today, I have a prank request list. It's not going to be homeowners this time. It's going to be some sort of a car dealership thing that somebody sent me. I'm going to read the entire email here real quick. It's a long email. The email says, "Hey, Brad, this is a list of people who had service done to their vehicles on 418 at the something something dealership. Unfortunately, these notes may be choppy or may even be incorrect. The three ladies who manage the service counter aren't very good at listing everything that the techs do to the vehicles. Use this information for whatever you like. Car service pranks, mailbox mailman pranks, true green pranks, microwave beam pranks, tunnel pranks, cactus pranks." This sounds like Bubba from Forrest Gump. Just whatever tickles your fancy, but definitely use it because I typed everything by hand into this notepad. Enjoy, Cactus Cactus, from My Calm Insanity." And she says in parentheses, "I am a female," because that's important to all of this, that she's a female. That's something we have to know. So it's a good thing she pointed that out. Okay, and then there's a huge list. It's a lot of people who got oil changes, but then there's other things too. Like this one says, "Performed complimentary alignment check and provided customer with digital printout." A digital printout? What the fuck's that? "Vehicle still keeps stalling on customer. We tested battery and battery good." It's like caveman talk. Battery good. So, let's start on these, I guess. See what happens. Today's show is going to be, I don't know, not too short, maybe like an hour and a half. Later is the XYZ show. That starts at 12:30 Pacific, I think, if he's doing a show today. So I definitely can't go past 12:30. So at the very most, I have 2 hours to do all of these. So I need to hurry the fuck up. Oh, and we're not going to do a Facebook mob today, because I was looking at my list of Facebook mob potential places, and the only one that someone sent me is, it's a soup kitchen. We can't, well, yeah, let's, Never mind. Let's harass the soup kitchen. I'll put the link in the show notes. Just be nice, okay, you guys? They're a soup kitchen. They're helping the homeless. It's called the Glory Hole Shelter and Soup Kitchen. Facebook.com/feedjuneau. Like that Alaska town. Is it there? I don't even know where it's at. Yeah, yeah. Facebook.com/feed that Alaskan town whose name I can't pronounce, but it's either the biggest city in Alaska or it's the capital. I can never remember which one. Thanks to that Blast from the Past movie from the 1990s. It's all their fault. Alright, I'm going to call the first one. The first one is Keen? It's probably Ken. Ken got an after-hours tow for $115. And he... What? He towed a Harley Davidson? How do they... Okay. I've never seen a motorcycle get towed before. That's weird.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected.
This is going
or is no longer
great so far. My calm insanity. Sorry, I have to yell at her. All right. First one is a bad phone number. That could have been interesting, too. I wanted to talk about on Harley getting towed. Make fun of him. I wanted to make fun of a Harley rider. So we're calling Casey now. She got the complimentary alignment check.
Hello?
Hi, Casey?
Yeah.
Hey there, this is Steve from the dealership. You brought in your Chevy Cruze?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And my manager wanted me to call you and just apologize for what I did.
What was that?
When you were getting the complimentary alignment check.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed to say this, but I banged my boss in the back seat.
Oh.
It was for promotion, and I mean, I'm just sorry, okay?
You did what?
I had sex with my boss in the back seat. There was just no
okay.
There was nowhere else to go inside the store, inside the whole place, and I don't know, you know, things happen. It didn't. Oh, she hung up. Well, thanks for that, Tyler. I did what you said, and it made her hang up, so... Tyler's fault. Somebody banned Tyler from the chat room. Jack wants me to say that there's a miscommunication with the manager, and I accidentally dropped 20 AA batteries in the gas tank. I think that sounds realistic, and I should definitely do that.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Carter Starr?
Yep, it is.
Oh, what a weird name. This is Dave from the dealership. You brought in your 2004 GMC.
Yep.
And there's just a small problem with that.
Is there?
Yeah, there is. There was kind of a miscommunication with my manager, and I accidentally dropped 20 AA batteries into your gas tank. But I think it's not a big deal. I think it's okay.
What's that?
I accidentally put 20 AA batteries into the gas tank.
What gas tank?
Your gas tank on your 2004 GMC.
How the hell did they end up in there?
I put them in there. I thought... My manager, he's like, fill up the gas tank, but he wasn't specific. It was just a miscommunication.
Who is this? Who's fucking with me?
No, I'm not fucking with you, sir. I just wanted to apologize.
Yeah, so what are you going to do about it?
Nothing. Okay, I'm just kidding about the batteries, okay? I'm just trying to lighten the mood because I need to tell you what the real problem is.
Okay.
I didn't really put batteries in your gas tank. That would be stupid. I'm not a fucking idiot.
Okay.
But you gotta admit, they fit right into that gas tank hole. It looks like they're supposed to go in there. So you can't really blame me.
No, not really. There's a filter that'll catch it.
No, not if we take the filter out, smartass.
So, what do you need? I'm kind of busy.
What are you doing? What are you busy with?
Oh, building fence.
What?
Building fence.
Oh, you're building a fence?
Yeah.
For yourself or for somebody else?
Somebody else.
Really? How much do you get paid for that?
Not enough.
Are you like the boss of the fence building or are you just an employee there?
No, I own the company.
I see. So you get paid the most probably, right?
Yeah.
So how much do you
I'm
get paid?
I'm the only one getting paid right now. I'm the only one working.
Aw, I don't feel bad for you for some reason.
3211. Why do I know this number?
Because I'm at the dealership.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, we saw that you stole something from the garage.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you're just not going to believe anything. I think I should just move on to the next person.
This isn't what I steal.
This isn't going well. But I'm glad you didn't freak out over the batteries and threaten to call the police on me. That was nice of you.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
What'd you steal? Or what'd I steal?
The tip jar. From the counter?
Tip jar.
Yeah, by the register.
I didn't see no fucking tip jar.
Yeah, we don't see it either because you stole it. Well, if you're not going to tell me how much money you make putting in a fence, I'm going to hang up.
Are you?
Yep.
Well, don't you want your tip jar back?
No, you can have it. You need it more than me.
How do I?
Yeah, if you're the one stealing it, so obviously.
Well, yeah, I didn't take it for the money. I took it for the girl's number.
Darn it, I was trying to do the hang-up noise on him. That guy's not going to believe anything I say, and I don't know. Okay, on the next call, on the third call, I'm going to have a plan. I'm going to actually do something. Quick chat room, what's my plan? Okay. What's another plan besides Natalie's? Even though Natalie's is kind of funny. Tell them I left a Syrian refugee in the trunk when the manager walked by. Yeah, I could... Ah.
The call you are attempting to place is not allowed from this line. Please dial 611 for customer service or dial 1-800-331-0500 from a landline phone.
Desde esta línea no se permite...
That was weird. And it kept ringing during the message. That was really weird. We're going to move on to Cindy. All it says is oil cooler lines. Quick, someone tell me what the fuck an oil cooler line is.
Hello.
Hello, Cindy?
Yep.
Hey, Cindy, it's Roy from the dealership. You brought in your car the other day?
Yep.
Your GMC?
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know about something.
Okay.
My manager had me pour Dawn dish soap into the gas tank to clean it out.
Uh-huh.
And apparently you're not supposed to do that.
Okay, so what does that mean?
Well, I thought I was cleaning the gas tank out, and apparently that's not how you clean it. So, I don't know, were there bubbles or anything when you were driving home? Did you see bubbles coming from anywhere?
Well, I'll be honest, I haven't driven it too much. But I'm going to Brookings today. Will I have any problems?
No, I don't think you'll have problems. You just might see bubbles. But the real problem, that's not even a big deal, because I think that's going to be fine. Because I flushed it out with Jim Beam. And that's like pure alcohol. It just cleans it right out. But my coworker, Chad, he was in your trunk.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you may have taken him home with you by accident. Did he get out okay?
I don't think so. I have no trunk.
Well, not the trunk, but you know the back part.
What?
You know the back part. He was in there sleeping.
I don't think so.
I don't know if he jumped out while you were driving.
He must have, because I put a ladder back there and there was nobody there.
When did you put the ladder back there? Like after he got home?
Yesterday.
Oh. Yesterday. Okay, then. Well, I'm glad he got out all right.
Yes, he must have.
Yep.
But if I have any problems, am I supposed to call you back then?
Sure, yeah, but I think you'll be okay with the bubbles. Chad wanted me to have you check, though, in the back of the truck. He says he left his weed pipe back there. Ma'am?
About what?
He left his weed pipe in the back of your truck.
I don't think so.
No, he did. Did you check back there? And she's gone. She's not buying it. All right, these are all boring, and I blame my calm insanity. Never taking a request from that person again. So these are all trucks, you guys. I just noticed they're all trucks. Most of them are trucks. They're all GMCs.
We're sorry.
The one thing that my calm insanity failed to mention is how she got all of these. I don't know if she works there or just, I don't know, hacked their computers. There's no story about how this happened, which would have been nice.
Hello?
Hello, Quincy?
Yep.
Hey, it's Roy from the dealership. You brought in your 2015 Chevy.
Yep.
And we noticed that it's not moving around much today. Is there something wrong with it?
The pickup itself?
Yeah, we just noticed
this. What do you mean?
It's been sitting still all day. I thought maybe it broke down or something. If you want, we can send a tow truck out to get it.
Oh, no. See, I got two different pickups. One's a two-wheel drive, and then I got the 15.
Yeah.
And it's finally nice enough to drive my two-wheel drive.
I see.
So
okay.
I've been driving that to work, and I'll probably get in the Chevy this weekend. I drove it around a little bit, you know, the past couple of days, but...
Okay, well, we were just concerned because, you know, we put that tracking chip in it, and we were able to see wherever it is, and it just hasn't moved.
Okay, I didn't know that you guys did that.
Oh, yeah, we put a tracking chip on it. It's for marketing purposes. So we're going to be able to track everywhere you go from now on. But I just noticed, I was just bored, and I noticed that it hadn't moved lately. So.
Yep, nope. It might go to Sioux Falls, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna send all the tracking information to your insurance company.
All right.
Yep, and the Chinese government, because they're the ones who are sponsoring they give us the tracking chips to put in for free, but we have to share the data with them.
Okay.
Yep.
I guess I would like to know that before it got installed.
Yeah, well, most people, if we tell them beforehand, they won't let us do it.
Yeah, that's kind of... on the course I'm at, too. That's a little weird.
Well, it's too late now, because it's already in there. But just so you know, it's being tracked wherever it goes. And I'm just calling because I'm concerned. That's one of the advantages to having the tracking chip, is that if you're...
I know, but that's a little awkward, being tracked wherever I go.
Well, it's not that awkward. It's not like we know you. And
I know, but still.
Mostly, it's just going to be the Chinese government that you know, is watching all the tracking stuff.
Yeah, like, I want them to know where I'm at.
Yeah, but who cares? They're in another country. Who cares what they know?
Yeah, until China bombs us and we all die.
What? What are you talking about? China, they're nice people.
Yeah. Until we get a new president and shit all goes to hell.
What are you talking about? Are you a conspiracy theorist or something?
No, I'm just... That's awkward that the Chinese government wants to know what U.S. citizens are doing.
Yeah, well, it's just you know, who knows why they need to know that, but it's just something they like to do, and they give us free tracking chips. But, I mean, this will be good because, you know, we have full records of everywhere you've been, everywhere your truck's been, anyway. So if you ever need, like, an alibi for something, you can just come down to the dealership, and we'll let you know exactly where you were at a certain time.
This is Roy who?
Yeah, from the dealership.
Roy with... What's your last name, Roy?
H-U.
H-U?
Yeah, who?
Okay. All right, thanks for letting me know.
You're welcome, and you know, if you ever need an alibi, or if you ever just if your truck ever gets stolen, we can remote shut it down. If anyone ever steals it, we can remote shut it down. We can steer the truck around, we can like turn on the.
I thought that's what OnStar was for.
Yeah, but this is a separate system. So now you have OnStar and you have us, and we're cheaper. But yeah, we can steer them. We can like steer them into a ravine or something, or we can like blast the radio and get them out of there.
All right.
Yep. If your car ever ends up missing, we can do things OnStar is too afraid to do.
Yeah.
Yep. We can track your truck, and we can drive it now.
All right.
If we ever see that you put something into your GPS that seems like it's taking the long route or something, we'll guide you to the shorter route. We'll just steer your truck for you.
Okay. All right.
It'll be convenient.
All right.
If you get in an accident, here's the best thing that Brown Magic just reminded me of. If you get in an accident, all of the cameras on the truck, they're recording 24/7, both inside and out. So if anyone breaks into your truck, let us know. We can send you pictures of inside of the truck. Inside of the truck. What is that noise?
That's called a motor.
Oh, okay.
Because some people don't work in offices.
Okay. Jeez. Don't get an attitude with me just because I work in an office here. The hell? Oh. All right. People in this town, they're very subdued. And they don't seem to get angry too often, very easily, I mean. Samuel wants me to get myself arrested. All right, let's do it. Let's do it one time. Tell them we put a remote, a bomb switch on their car. Like, don't yell at me, motherfucker, because if I hit this button, you're going to go up in flames. That'll be the next prank.
Hello?
Hello, Dave?
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, yes. It's Roy from the dealership. You brought in your GMC a couple days ago?
Okay.
4 days ago?
Come again.
You remember? You brought in your car, your 2016 GMC Sierra. Remember?
No, I don't have a 2016 GMC Sierra.
You don't? Really?
No.
What do you have, then?
Well, I've got a 2015 Chevy. Is this, or where are you from?
Yeah, I'm from the dealership. We have it listed in here that you have a 2016 GMC. Anyway, what I'm getting at is hang up the phone.
Okay, hang on. Let me switch to my hands.
No, don't switch to anything. Hang up the fucking phone, Dave.
Hey, let's straighten it out here. What's the deal?
I'm telling you what the deal is. You need to hang up the phone.
What is your name?
Hey, Dave, can you shut that lady the fuck up? Because we're trying to have a conversation here.
Okay, I'm recording this, so go ahead.
I hope you are recording it. I hope you record yourself hanging up the phone. Just hang up the phone, Dave. And shut your wife up.
Okay, who is this?
This is Roy from the dealership. Just hang it up.
Which dealership?
The dealership you just said. The one you brought your car into. That you're lying to me about what kind it is. Just hang up the phone.
I didn't bring a car into any dealership.
Oh, truck, whatever.
So let's shape up, buddy.
Truck, whatever. Just hang up the phone.
You better talk to me now.
No, I don't want to talk to you.
This is being recorded. And I have your phone number.
Good.
And I will have you taken care of.
Oh, so is that a threat?
All,
is that a threat?
No. No, what I'm telling you is
send a hitman after
me? Politely.
I hope you recorded yourself threatening me.
I didn't threaten you. I'm telling you to clean up your language.
Dave.
First of all, Dave,
I'm telling you to hang up the phone. Just hang it up, motherfucker. Hang it up. Hello, Dave? 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 Dave?
Dave?
Dave?
Dave? Dave? Dave?
He's still there. Hey, Dave. Are you guys just hand signaling each other now? Giving each other looks? Doing like those military signals? Like point at your eyes and then point at something else? Uh-oh. I think I heard Dave's tracing equipment make a noise. Dave, did you fall asleep at the wheel? Oh, I heard someone whisper. I heard it. I heard you guys whisper. Dave, I think I'm going to hang up the phone. I think you've won this round. Whoa. Dave, I'm going to... Dave, if you hang up the phone right now, you get a free lube job. That's what Utah Nation says. All right, you guys. Dave, I'm going to go now. Bye, Dave. I hung up. I really wanted to sit here and wait, but I don't know what's going on there. They just completely stopped talking. They won, though. They won the hang up the phone challenge.
Hello,
is Kevin around?
This is his wife, Deborah.
Oh, a lot of good that does me. Yeah, he brought his GMC in for an oil change. Hello?
Say that again?
He brought his GMC in for an oil change. Oh, that GMC, that means a truck. You know how he has a truck? That's what it's. We call them GMCs. That's what the men call them.
We have an Acadia, not a truck.
Well, it's a GMC.
SUV.
It's a GMC.
SUV.
Hey, No, it's a GMC Acadia. That's what I'm saying. It's a GMC. And even though it's not technically a truck, but we call it a truck. So we're men.
Okay.
But there's a problem.
What's that?
When we were doing the oil change, I left my Jock Itch cream in the back seat. And I was wondering if maybe you guys had found that. Because those are like, you know, $9 a tube.
Oh, well, I don't know. I am not home. In fact, I'm in Indiana. I'm traveling home.
Okay, well, I need your life story.
Pardon me?
So, are you in the GMC right now?
No.
Okay.
No, if my husband has picked it up, it's at home.
Okay, all right, because I really need that back. It's expensive Jock Itch cream. I'm sorry?
I think you'll just have to call him.
Yeah.
Here's the other phone number.
Yeah, I have the other phone number, the 0637?
Yes.
Okay, is he easily excitable? Does he have any heart conditions or anything like that?
No.
Thank God, okay. So everything should be fine. Because I have so much to tell him, he's not going to be happy.
Okay.
What are you doing in Indiana?
Who am I talking to?
My name is Roy from the dealership. I did the oil change. Well, I didn't do the oil change. I just kind of... I watched Chad do the oil change, and I held the wrench and stuff.
Oh, well, okay. Well, my husband's been taking care of that since I'm out of town, so you'll have to talk to him.
But our bathrooms are out of order is the problem the other day when he was in. So I just I got in his back seat and I just applied my Jock Itch cream back there.
Okay.
So I hope that's okay. You know, I didn't get it on anything.
Okay, well you'll have to call him because I don't have it with me.
Okay.
As long as you're not
lying to me.
I am not lying to you.
Okay, well it just sounds like you might be.
No, I'm not. You call him and ask him. He'll tell you.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell him you got an attitude with me.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Have a nice day, ma'am.
Bye.
Enjoy Indiana. She never did answer my question about what she was doing there. So apparently a GMC Acadia is not a truck.
Hello?
Hello, Kevin?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Roy from the dealership. You brought in your Acadia for that oil change?
Yeah.
Huh? And I left something in the back seat. Did you find that by chance?
Who is this again?
My name is Roy. I'm from the dealership. I was the one that did your oil change. Well, I didn't do the oil change. Chad did your oil change, but I held the wrench.
Okay, so what are you asking?
Did you by chance find any personal belongings of mine in your back seat? I think I left something back there.
You still have the Acadia, but I didn't have it in for an oil change.
Well, that's what what's-her-face, my calm insanity, said. She says it was most likely an oil change. What are you having done to it?
I had a had it in there for fuel tank, something with a fuel tank.
Oh, you had the Acadia, didn't you?
Yeah.
Cause
GMC Acadia.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah, that's the one that I was in the back seat of. I left my jock itch cream in the back seat.
Should be there.
Yeah, I didn't know it was still here. I thought it was just here for an oil change and it would be gone. So I guess
no,
I'll go.
It should still be there.
Okay, good. Yeah, because my jock itch.
Yeah, I'm planning on picking it up later today, so.
And you're getting, like, some sort of gas stuff done to it?
Well, it had a vacuum canister or something.
A vacuum canister? Holy crap. I feel like I could have gone in such a different direction with this whole thing. How come you just can't fix that kind of stuff yourself? Because that's a pretty easy fix. You just look on YouTube and you can do it yourself.
Okay.
I mean, it just seems like that would be the manly thing to do. And he hung up. Okay, so I'm going to save his number. I have a plan. I'm going to give him some time to forget my voice. We're going to call him at 11:30, 15 minutes. Might not work because he's probably going to talk to his wife. Man, if I knew it was still in there, though, I definitely would have told him his truck was on fire. It's been a few years since I've done that. And what's-his-face in the chat room is telling me to do more edgy stuff that involve police and fire department and stuff like that. Tell him it got stolen. That's a good idea, Memo. It's a great idea. I wish Carlito was around. I'd have him call up and tell him that the truck caught on fire. The dealership sold it by accident. This next one says it was definitely an oil change. The one before said not listed, you know, what was done to it. Most likely an oil change is what it said. Installing a breathalyzer to start the car. Looks like we have an entire 22 people listening in the shoutcast. So that's really paying off. 93 people on the YouTubes. But people are using the shoutcast. That's good. I'm glad people are getting use out of it. Okay, I don't want to wait for this guy. I'm just going to call him back right now. I've had time to go and notice that his truck's on fire, right? Or should I say that his truck was stolen or sold? He's probably not going to pick up because he's talking to his wife right now. Oh, I know. I'll spoof his wife's
Your
phone
call
number
has been
and call him back. And I'll say, hello, this is Roy from the mortuary. And, you know, your wife's dead. She's here on the table. That's what I'll do. That'll be hilarious. Yeah, he's not picking up now. This kind of sucks.
Your call has been forwarded to...
I think this guy is going to figure things out before I get back in touch with him. So, I think we're going to have to give up on that one. That's a bummer. But at least I can look at the Glory Hole Shelter and Soup Kitchen Facebook page, see what's happening on there. Looks like there are 5 whole comments on the latest post. David Davidson says he's recently lost his job in the cactus mines and no longer have the funds to attend the high-dollar Glory Holes. May I please trade canned food and expired pretzels for a 25-minute of Glory Hole time? And Cy Vasquez says, I took a big shit in those bowls. You know, the bowls in the picture. You know those bowls? Totally Not a Scammer says, be sure to send in your birth certificate and social in order to be considered for the position, also accepting bank information. That would make sense if I read the original post first, but I'm not going to. Those are the only messages. If any of you would like to post messages on the Glory Hole Shelter and Soup Kitchen Facebook, just type the Glory Hole Shelter and Soup Kitchen into the Facebook search bar. That'll be easier than spelling it for you. Be nice, though. Don't be mean to them. They're a soup kitchen. They help people. So next we have Kelly. Kelly got an oil change and a wind noise coming through his door. He was a real asshole about the wind noise thing, is written in the parentheses. I'm going to guess that, what's her face? My Calm Insanity. Probably added that note in there. So she's an employee there. This is pretty brave of her to be doing this. And pointing out that you're a female, so that when they try to figure out who did this, they're going to know it's a girl. You're in trouble, my Calm Insanity. Enjoy your job while it lasts.
Thank you for calling Insurance. This is Kelly. How may I help you?
Hey, Kelly. This is Roy from the dealership. You brought in your Chevy for an oil change.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Yep. And I just needed to let you know about a problem.
All right, what's that?
It seems like the connection to your truck has it's gone dead. Have you taken out the battery or something?
No.
Oh, yeah, we can't locate your truck, and we can't see any of the images from the cameras we installed. Like, there's just absolutely nothing. It's just dead. So I thought maybe you might
have the wrong number, because I did bring my pickup in a couple days ago, but nothing to do with cameras.
Oh, no, we just put those in for all customers. It's a program we're doing.
I'm sure not. Who is this?
My name is Roy from the dealership.
What dealership?
The dealership. You had an oil change, and you were, I guess you were yelling at the employees about the wind noise coming through your door or something.
No, who is this?
Oh, wow, I've told you 3 times now. Can you write it down this time?
Well, I'm sure you're not Roy from the dealership.
Why do you say that?
I'm just sure you're not.
Why are you so sure about this?
I've got to get to work. Thanks.
What are you doing? You selling insurance? Okay. Great. I don't think we can declare today's show a success yet, because this has been kind of shitty, I think. What a shitty day. Nobody's falling for anything.
Hello?
Hello, Greg?
Yep.
Hey, it's Roy from the dealership. You brought in your Dodge for that oil change?
I'm not following you here.
On the 18th, you brought your truck in, remember? To the dealership.
Are you from me?
Yeah, stupid.
No, I didn't bring it in for an oil change.
Well, you know, you brought it in for the other stuff. What'd you bring it in for exactly?
Well, there was an exhaust leak on it.
Oh, the exhaust leak, of course.
And I got to be out there tomorrow morning at 7:30, and they're going to work on it tomorrow morning. They got a new part ordered, and it's in, and they're going to put it on tomorrow.
Yeah, but I was in your truck when we were doing the diagnostics, and I was wondering,
yeah.
I was wondering if you found something in there that I accidentally left behind, like maybe under the seat or something.
I guess I haven't noticed a thing under the seat, but I'll look when I get back to work here.
Well, it was a tube of jock itch cream, like anti-itch stuff.
Yeah.
And the bathroom was out of order, so I just I got into your truck and applied the cream there. I'm sorry? Hello, Greg? Shit, what? He just... What was that?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
He's just hitting the fuck you button now.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
All right, I'm doing the jock itch cream thing until it happens.
Enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Milkbrain says he probably wrecked his car while talking. That could...
All circuits are busy.
What?
Please try your call again later. Announcement 8. Switch.
Wow, okay. I called so many times that all circuits are busy. The jock itch cream idea is from Green Hornet, so if you're getting tired of me doing this over and over, you can blame him. Thank you, Green Hornet, for the idea. Rest in peace, Greg.
Hello.
Hello, Craig.
Yes.
Hey, Craig, it's Roy from the dealership. You brought in your Chevy a few days ago?
Yeah.
For the tire rotation?
Yes, sir.
And I was just wondering if you found any personal belongings of mine inside your truck?
Boy, I sure did not. I've been in it quite a bit, and I would have noticed.
Yeah, kind of like down on the floorboard? Like somewhere?
What was it you're losing?
My jock itch cream. It's a tube. It's a tube. It's like a tube of toothpaste, but it's for jock itch.
Okay.
And I was just... you know, like, so the other day when you were here, the bathrooms, they were out of order, so I just climbed into your truck and pulled down my pants, and I applied the jock itch cream. I left it on the seat, and I think, you know, maybe it fell. Is it on the seat, or did it fall underneath?
I'll be able to check it, but I don't think so.
Are you driving right now?
Yeah.
If you're on a straight stretch of road, just quickly bend down into the floorboard and look under the seats. You should be fine.
On the driver's side, or?
I don't know. Like, climb in the back and look back there.
Who the hell is this?
My name is Roy. I'm from the dealership.
Well, Roy... I ain't going to stop and look right now, buddy. I'm on the highway.
No, you don't have to stop. As long as it's a straight stretch of road, you should be able to just look down there while you're driving.
I don't see anything.
I mean, you got to look under the seat. Like, push your gas pedal down as you're looking under the seat. That'll help keep your car straight on the road.
What the hell is this?
Why are you just laughing at me? I'm just trying to get my personal stuff back.
Well... who am I talking to?
This is Roy from the dealership.
It's not the dealership number.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Call it back. You'll see.
3911.
No, hey, stop. Stop. None of that. Not on the air. Come on. What are you trying to do? Okay, well, if you can't find it, then I'll just let you go. Maybe I left it in the other car.
Maybe.
All right. Well, have a nice day.
Yep.
Bye, motherfucker. Yeah, I got one more laugh out of him before he hung up. Jedi Master wants me to say, I was sitting in the car and someone scared me and my pee went flying. I'm going to use Jedi Master's idea. That should do it.
Hello.
Hello, Dan?
Yes.
Hey, Dan, it's Roy from the dealership. You brought in your Pontiac?
Yeah.
And I just needed to find out, did you happen to find anything in there, like maybe in the back seat, that personal belongings of mine? I'm the one that inspected your brakes.
Oh, okay. No, I can't say I have, I guess. It's my daughter's car.
Oh.
So I've really hardly driven it.
Oh, I see.
But she hasn't said anything.
Okay. Well, it's a pretty large. It's a water bottle, but it's filled with urine. So I think she'd probably notice it if it was in there, unless it rolled under the seat.
Okay. Filled with urine, you said?
Yeah, filled with urine. Our bathrooms were actually out of order. On the 18th, and I just I brought in my pee bottle and just peed in the back seat.
Okay. Who's this? You work for who?
I'm work here at the dealership. This is Roy.
Okay.
Yep. I was hoping I could get that back because it's a $10 water bottle, and I really needed that back.
All right. Well, I'll see what she says. So.
Oh, do you have her number? Let's just put her on three-way and ask her real quick.
No.
Why not?
I am not. No.
Why not? What's the problem?
There is no problem. I said I will ask her.
Well, that's going to take too long. It's going to take too long. I just need to find out if my water bottle's there. I'm pretty sure I left it in her car.
Okay. All right. We'll talk to you later.
Well, no, wait. We're not finished yet because I have some other problems that I need to discuss with you about your car, about the brake inspection stuff.
Let me talk to Craig.
No, Craig's not even... He's busy.
I don't care. Have Craig call me.
It sounds like you're getting all pissy with me. You think you're going to get me in trouble or something.
No, I'm not getting you in trouble. I told you I would check with her and get back to you.
Why do you need to talk to Craig then? What's Craig have to do with this?
He doesn't have nothing to do with it.
It died. And I think that was on my end. It hung up too quick. That's happened to me before, and I don't know why. I'm gonna check something, you guys. In fact, let's take a break. Let's play a couple of rappy songs, and I'm gonna make sure I have enough phone credits in my account. Because I don't know why else the phone would just hang up like that. I'll be back in a song or two.
Control D's nuts part 2. Getting drunk and recording like you know how we do. And this beat is pretty fresh because B-Bear made it. Beefy sampled on this shit so you know he's gonna hate it. Shining on with a song about pussy and grills. My buddy Rappy's on this track cause he's got the mad skills. My 8 bars are almost over so it's time for me to go. Now I'll pass it on to Rection and say cool story bro.
Yo! I just smelled a pussy fart. It was mushy like lard. Hard like a shark. Hark! To the lord of the land. Benjamin Bear is a motherfucking man. Rappy McRapperson is his number one fan. They biscuits at night, my Triscuits are tight. I get in the fights with homeless street mimes. Look at my rhymes, you know they shine.
Cause I might snap, set you all on fire. Dance around the blaze with a 6'6 smile. Yes, I might snap, don't think I won't try. Never said I was a thug, but my tracks don't lie. Cause I might snap, set you all on fire. Dance around the blaze with a 6'6 smile. Yes, I might snap. Don't think I won't try. Never said I was a thug, but my tracks don't lie.
So windy, met this girl named Cindy. Hopped in the Volvo, windows tinty. So minty, my breath, but the windy currents through her dress. Yikes! Real queef bunnies. Saw it on the internet and thought it was funny. But in real life, that shit was crazy. Got me switching lanes in the game like a baby bear.
Grow beyond the stratosphere, planet stars and space crust. 108 has survived, sprinkling some diamond dust. Chipping rust off that gigantic water dwelling metal droid that will awaken lives and taking the cities left destroyed. You don't have to make a choice, so many flavors of the fountain drink. Suicide style, fill that cup, take a sip, yo, what you think? Killer rappers on this track, perk your ears up when we rhyme. Be sure to keep your eyes shut when these geeks get to shine.
Cause I might snap, set you all on fire. Dance around the blaze with a 6'6 smile. Yes, I might snap, don't think I won't try. Never said I was a thug, but my tracks don't lie. Cause I might snap, set you all on fire. Dance around the blaze with a 6'6 smile. Yes, I might snap, don't think I won't try. Never said I was a thug, but my tracks don't lie.
These are great producers. Mitch Repairs the fucking tits. Mitch Repairs the fucking tits. Tits. Mitch Repairs the fucking tits. Mitch Repairs the fucking tits.
Been a cave in rock, way up in Illinois, where the noises echo like your hole. When my boys are exploring the hideaways of long ago pirates, maybe with some coaxing I can get you to try this. No? Okay, baby, steady on. The song continues on while my shine is long gone. Wrong, bitch, I'm back and I'll never go away. TCP the crackhead, pervert, nervous when I play.
I stick the meat on my grill. You should give me a dollar bill.
I got the TP, y'all better see me. 62% of the people wanna be me. And people tell me that I'm in the house. Until I tell them I will fuck the couch. Shine! I got the large amounts. I'm from outer space like the killer clowns.
Okay, I'm back. Back to finish up the show and make a bunch of shitty calls where people don't get upset. And they use common sense and they just hang up instead of arguing with me. It's the worst state ever. It's very close to Canada, and I blame that. It's one of those states that's right up there on top of the... Next is Jared. Jared has a Tahoe. Let me see what a 2003 Tahoe looks like. I don't know if that's a truck or what. Not very good with the car stuff, you guys. Yeah, that's a truck with a back seat. Okay, perfect. Looks like the perfect place to put my pee jar. And yes, Jedi, I will say that someone scared me and I peed all over the place. My pee went flying. Or I'll say I was listening to a funny podcast that made me laugh a lot. And that made the pee go all over the place. That's something that happens to me in real life.
Jared.
Hey, Jared, this is Roy from the dealership. You brought your 2003 Tahoe in for the oil change.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if by chance I left some of my personal belongings in your back seat, or just did you find anything back there?
I didn't, Matt. It out, so I was going to sell it.
I'm sorry, what? Can you speak up?
I actually cleaned it out. So I was going to sell it, and I didn't see anything. What were you looking for?
Well, it's a very large water bottle. It's about 32 ounces or so, but it's filled with urine.
What?
It's a water bottle, but it's filled with urine.
Okay, yeah, it wasn't in here.
Where would it have gone? Did you just throw it away? Because that's a $9 water bottle.
Fuck, I don't know, bud. Well, no idea. I know I didn't throw it away, and I know it wasn't in there when I cleaned it out. It's
okay.
The water bottle.
Well, you don't need to curse at me. I just I needed to use the, you know, I needed to pee, and the bathrooms were closed.
Oh, it's all good, bud. Everyone's got to pee.
So I just sat in your back seat, and I peed in there, and for the most part, I did okay. I didn't splatter too much. I'm sorry, what?
It's a good deal.
Yep.
Awesome.
Okay, then.
Did you hear, what was your name?
Oh, I don't have to tell you my name.
Legally, you do if you peed in my car.
Legally, no, I didn't pee in your car. I peed in the water bottle in the back seat.
Oh,
and
cool.
And
I thought you said you sprinkled. I thought you said you did.
You know, usually that's not a problem. But my coworker Chad, he came up and scared me at the window.
Okay.
And it made me. It,
hold on, Mom. Hold on. Hold,
it,
hold
it,
on. One
it, it splashed a little bit, but it's not a big deal. He just made me hold on. Hey, Mike Hallman Sanity's in the chat room. Hope you're enjoying your employment, Mike Hallman Sanity. It's not going to last much longer. All right. One more bottle water thing, you guys. You guys, I have to quit soon. It's approximately 40 minutes until the XYZ show starts at xyzshow.xyz. That's always fun to listen to. I suggest everyone keeps listening after I go off the air so you can hear XYZ. Oh, by the way, I was out of calling credits, you guys. I had like 0.0002 cents left. So I had to load $20 onto my calling credits on my SIP service. Mitchell. Probably got an oil change.
This is Mitch.
Hi, Mitch. This is Roy from the dealership. You brought in your Ford for that oil change. Or I mean,
no.
you brought it in for something. What'd you bring it in for? It's 2012 Ford.
Oh. Well, it was still kind of, yeah. It was kind of your pickup, my pickup, and there was You replaced the water pump windshield and did a evac solenoid, I think, was replaced.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Not oil change, all that.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, anyway, I'm not even the guy that actually worked on your car, but I was in the I was inside your car for a little bit, in the truck, whatever, and I left something behind. I wondered if maybe you guys had found it.
I guess I haven't noticed anything in there. Just the jack and the tire tools were kind of, and they weren't fastened out in the back, but I haven't.
Is
it something in particular?
Well, it's a water bottle, but it's filled with urine.
Oh, okay. I could look underneath the seat stuff and see if I could find something.
Okay,
you got a drug test today or something? Or?
Oh, no. I just, the bathrooms were out of order that day, so I just got into your truck and I peed in there, inside your truck.
Okay, all right.
And most of it got in the bottle, but if you're going to reach your hands under the seat, you might want to be careful because I left the top open.
Okay.
So it might be leaking a little bit, leaking urine. So you get it on your hands.
Okay. All right. I'll look and see if I can find anything.
Yeah, and if you saw those splatter marks on the dashboard, I'm really sorry about that. My coworker Chad, I'm serious. I'm sorry. He jumped up at the window and scared me while I was in the middle of it. Like, he's always doing stuff like that to me. It's not nice.
Okay. All right. Well, that's no problem. I'll dispose of it for you.
No, I want it back. It's a $9 water bottle.
Really?
Yeah. It's a nice water bottle. I want that back.
Oh, okay.
Like, and if you don't return it, we're gonna put it on your bill. $9 for, just some other expense.
Well, this is getting better all the time. I guess I don't believe I even have a bill there, so I don't know where you're going to put it.
Oh, well, next time you come in, you'll be charged. We'll send you to collections. Also, if you want to dump it out and maybe put it in the dishwasher for me, that'd be fine.
Is Nate putting you up to this or something, or what's...
No, Nate won't talk to me.
Oh, okay. Well, I can almost imagine. Do you talk about fishing or anything else?
Fishing?
No. Or do you just talk about $9 water bottles?
Fishing's for gay people. Nope. Just $9 water bottles here.
Okay. All right.
I also left my... are you smoking weed? Is that what's going on? Is it, like, why does nobody in the state get angry at me?
No, I could ask you the same thing. You've got to imagine, with Prince dying, that was kind of bizarre, and now I'm getting this call about a water bottle and
what,
a pickup.
What does this call have to do with Prince?
I really don't know. Okay. He died. Nobody expected that. And I guess the common thread is that I didn't expect a phone call saying that somebody had left their water bottle in the pickup.
So Prince isn't dead. Is Prince dead?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I had no idea.
Yeah, he died yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah. Well, you can add that to your list of currently activated bummers, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, losing my water bottle first and now this. I mean, not that I give a shit about Prince. I mean, what's he done in the past 20 years? Nothing.
Well, and I'm certainly not. I'm not sure, but
nothing. His songs are all from the 80s.
Yeah, and he was from a culture that I certainly wasn't necessarily accustomed to either. So.
All right. Okay. I don't need your life story. So inside the water bottle, my betta fish is in there. So if you dump it out, make sure you put him in a separate container or fill it up with water again really quick.
Okay,
I just needed to make you giggle one last time. I have to go. I have other people to call.
All right, well, you have I'm sure you're going to have a good time, whoever's fortunate enough to pick up on the other end.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hope you know that children are dying in Syria right now, and you're just sitting here laughing. So enjoy that.
Well, it was the context of the conversation.
All right, I have to go.
Children dying in... Yeah, you got to go. Okay.
I only have a few minutes until XYZ goes in here.
You have a good day, and stay away from the weed.
You too. Yeah, thanks.
Don't be
I will.
Afraid to watch the news once in a while.
I won't. I promise.
All right.
Yeah, so I can learn about washed-up celebrities dying and stuff. People that don't matter. I'm just kidding, you guys. Prince is a good person, I think. I assume. All right, I give up on the urine water bottles. And I have to quit soon.
Oh.
Hi, Douglas?
Yeah.
Hey, you don't need to yell at me through the phone, okay? Just lower your voice. I'm calling from the dealership. You brought in your Chevy for a brake pivot nut recall?
Yeah.
Yep, and there is a small problem with that.
Why's that?
Well, you know, so you had an oil change too, right?
Right.
Yeah. So we just did the brake pivot thing. We just replaced those. We didn't have time to do the oil change, but there was a miscommunication with my manager, and I accidentally dropped 20 AA batteries, AA batteries in your gas tank.
Well, it's under warranty. That's not a big deal.
Okay. All right. Good. You just know, as long as you're okay with it. It was.
Why did you dump them in the? You put them in the gas tank?
Yeah, because the manager's like, fill up the gas tank, and I don't know anything about cars, and he didn't explain things to me well enough.
Like, well, I don't have a gas pickup. Mine's a diesel, so you must have the wrong pickup.
Okay, sorry. The diesel tank. I put the AA batteries in the diesel tank. If you want to get all nitpicky about it.
When it quits running, I'll have to get. I got time here. It'll be all right.
I think they'll make it
I'm
run.
I'm not too concerned.
They'll make it run better. Of course you're not concerned.
Yeah,
nobody in this state's concerned.
Yeah. What's on your plate? What you need?
Well, I need to tell you about the batteries, and we didn't do your oil change, and I also left something inside your truck.
What's your name, sir?
It's Roy still.
Roy who?
Correct. So you know me then.
No, I don't, but I better call because they sure should tell me.
Okay, well, no, it was just an accident. Like, that's just 20 AA batteries, that's all. So, basically, your car is now a hybrid. It's a diesel/electric hybrid.
Yep. Well, you have a fun day today. It sounds like you're bogus, so I'm just going to let it go.
Bogus?
All right.
Why would you say that? Yeah. Why would you make
that
assumption?
You're just, I know I'm not dumb. I wasn't born yesterday, and I didn't just fall off the potato wagon. Put it that way.
What the fuck's a potato wagon?
A potato wagon is when you're riding in the back, and the potatoes fall off there like dummies. You know, I'm not a dummy. I'm not a potato.
Okay.
Like
there are
a bunch of potatoes in the back of a wagon that fall off. You know, it's just an expression. You probably fell off that potato wagon, but I didn't. So you're not going to fool me. I know... A dealership wouldn't have somebody like you hired if you're that stupid.
Well, it's not that I'm stupid. It's just I don't know a lot about cars.
You sound like you're kind of stupid.
No, I'm not stupid. That's not a nice thing to say, and I never called you stupid.
Well, I know. There's a lot of nice things not to say. But you just seem like if you dump batteries in a diesel tank, you must be not too bright. You must have fell off that potato wagon.
Yeah, that potato wagon. At least I gave you free batteries, though. At least, you know, maybe you should...
Yeah, that's all right.
Maybe you should
thank
me.
I drove the pickup all the way to Minnesota, so it didn't hurt anything.
Yeah, not yet.
You know? And I'm sure they changed the oil. They're not that unprofessional there.
No, well, they changed the filter, but they left the oil in there.
They changed the filter and then added new oil to the... It didn't even drain the oil.
No, they didn't drain it. They just topped it off. And they used... They actually used syrup... Like pancake syrup? Aunt Jemima's?
There's a guy who wants to talk to you here.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
This is Doug's friend. What's up?
Oh, I don't want to talk to you. I have to go.
Yeah, I think you should go. Don't be that guy.
Okay, bye. Bye. I don't want to talk to Doug's friend. Come on. All right, you guys. what a 2 hours of just serenity and calmness and.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Damn it, I want one person to be upset with me before I go. That has to happen. I want one person to just get pissed instead of talking to me about potato wagons, other things I don't understand. I'm not into cars, you guys, so I don't know what a potato wagon is. Wait, my calm insanity. You're at work right now getting calls about this? That's pretty awesome if that's happening. Are they pissed? Or are they just really calm and happy about the calls? I think I am officially more angry than any of the people in this town I've been calling. You must live in a really nice, calm town. My calm insanity. I guess your name makes sense, doesn't it? Oh, wait. No, I want to do this one. Oh my gosh, I like the description on this one. It's related to the airbags. She says, the light comes on the airbags when the vehicle is started, and then the light goes off after several minutes of the vehicle running.
Hello,
Michelle?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from the dealership. You brought in your GMC for the airbag issue?
Mm-hmm.
And did they tell you what the problem was with that, or are they just going to replace it?
Nobody really told me anything. Is it done? Is it fixed?
Well, you're waiting to pick it up, right?
No, I have it already. They brought it to me on Wednesday.
Well, how would it be? Yeah, it's fixed, but we figured out it wasn't really a problem. It's just that we think the problem is, like, you know, the airbags, they work by measuring the weight in the seat to make sure someone's sitting there. And I think the problem is that you're just too fat and it messes up the system.
Okay.
So basically you just need to lose some weight and it should just kind of work itself out.
Okay.
Is the problem happened just when you sit in the seat, or is it with Dale also? She hung up. Damn it. I thought that was a good one. She should be screaming at me right now. How dare you call me fat?
Hello?
Hi, Michelle? Michelle?
Hello?
Hi, Michelle?
Yes?
Oh, we got disconnected somehow. I was telling you about the problem with your airbags.
The airbags in my car?
Yeah, in the Acadia. Isn't this the person I just talked to?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What'd you hang up for?
I must have just got disconnected. What about my airbags?
This is a different person, isn't it? Is this some sort of a trick?
Hello?
Oh, hey, look. It's a different person all of a sudden. That's weird. Because she said she was the person I talked to before.
Well, you're cutting out, and it's very rude to call somebody fat and tell them to lose weight so that they would be able to... Oh, my gosh. I can't do this.
No, I'm not... She... Damn it. Okay. It's all right. Everything's fine. All right, I'm just going to call a few more, because, really, I need to quit. I'm going to just call, like, one or two more. At least she hung up in frustration. I frustrated somebody. Right? Let's take a quick look at the Facebook page. The Glory Hole Shelter and Soup Kitchen Facebook page. And then we're going to quit. Caitlin says, how can individuals provide a service to the hobos at the Glory Hole? Thank you for your service to the hobos in need of servicing. Get it? And that's it. That's all. There are visitor posts. I can look at the visitor posts. My friend, this is from Tim Mallow. My friend Rappy McRapperson stayed here last month, said that the bottomless bedtime cactus mojitos were the bomb. He especially liked the clothing optional section of the shelter. It made using the glory holes in the washrooms much easier. His only complaint was that his roommate, who was a grumpy old man, got phone calls day and night. Next, Tyler. I thought I could come in for free food. I ended up with 63 go cups and 16 people calling me a hobo. overall, it was okay. Sal, that's a weird picture. There's another weird picture from Jedi Master. Andrew says, my arse is killing me. Someone used hot chili soup as lube and burnt the shit out of it. All right, that's the end of the glory hole Facebook thing. It's all done. You guys, I have to get going because, you know, as most of you know, XYZ, his show starts any second now. And if I go into his time slot, we all know what's going to happen. He's going to freak out. He's going to quit his show forever and start his own network. He's going to say a bunch of horrible things about me and my family. I can't have that. So I have to get going so the XYZ show can start. I recommend everybody don't stop listening right now. Instead, just switch over to XYZ. The URL is mixlr.com/XYZQWA. That's an easy name to remember, but just in case, I'll post it in the chat room. mixlr.com/XYZQWA. He's going to do a show for an hour or two or three, like he does every Friday at this time. And it's going to be amazing. And that's a good excuse for me to leave right now. So thanks for listening, everyone. Thank you, My Calm Insanity, for sending these to me. Read the reviews. Oh, there's reviews? I didn't know. It's too late now. Okay, before we get going, XYZ show hasn't started yet, so this is okay. I'm just going to do this really quick. I'm going to read some reviews of the Glory Hole thing. Soup Kitchen. The Glory Hole Shelter and Soup Kitchen, which is a real name for a homeless shelter. You must try the cactus cabbage rolls. Tastes just like Mama Roy used to make. She learned the recipe from her mother, Mildred. I know it's weird that my mother's name is Roy, but she's named after Roy the retarded boy McDaverson, the famous Go Cup thrower. That was from Tyler. David says, this place is amazing. I came for the glory holes, but I left with a belly full of cactus. They really took care of me and my buddy Dino, but they made him leave his cordless phone outside. Either way, love the people here. We'll definitely return. Caitlin says, thank you for saving the area, hobos. We can all see the glory hole in action. Justin says, best soup kitchen I've ever been to. Slurped down my food faster than a dog. The glory hole is highly recommended. Great service. Went in and came, then left less than 10 minutes. My kind of glory hole. Julia says, my family and I love it there. They have cactus soup, cactus sandwiches, cactus pie. Didn't I already read this? So good, but coming out of the other end is a little prickly and painful. I have to go water my cactus now. Thanks, honey babies. I'm out of here. I'm quitting the show. Thanks for listening, everyone, and please go to mixlr.com/XYZQWA. Listen to his show. It's pretty amusing, usually. Much more amusing than today was. Bye, everyone.
Real motherfucking cues.
Hey, Roy. What you doing?
Oh, you know.
Yeah, whatever. Just wanted to say hi. Things. I'm a big fan of yours. Just hanging out with Michael Jackson right now. He kind of smells, though. I feel like he hasn't taken a shower in like 7 years, motherfucker.
But,
And, yeah, just want to let you know I'm removing the roof from your house right now.
God damn it.
So, you might want to check that out. Bye.
Okay. Hey, Brad. I just wanted to give you my feedback on the playing an old call at the beginning of the show and having the voicemails at the end of the show and with your little intro thing. So,
my little intro. Whatever.
I think that the call at the start of the show is a good idea. I don't particularly like, I don't usually listen to it. I've just been skipping it because it's an old call and I've heard it before. But I do think it's a good idea. But
what if you heard classic calls that you somehow missed in the past? Huh? What about that?
With the kind of long intro with news, and I think what would be good is if you had like a list of things you wanted to talk about and then you would intersperse them with calls throughout the show so that it wouldn't be so kind of front heavy with that stuff. And
that
with
sometimes.
The voicemails at the end, I like that because start listening to voicemails and I'll just skip them and try and find where the calls start again. So I'll listen to them then. But if they're at the end of the show...
People are just lazy. Why can't everyone do that?
If I don't want to listen to them, I can just turn it off. And if I do want to listen to them, then I can just listen to them. And that's fine. So I think at the end is better. Yeah. Okay. See you, Brad.
Bye. Sorry I put a prank call in the beginning of this show. Maybe I'll just do that every once in a while. Whenever I feel like it.
Hey, Brad. This is Ben from Boston.
Long-time listener.
First-time caller. So a couple things. First off, going to PAX East next week, which, and the Double Clicks are playing there. So
must be nice.
I'm going to go. And
make sure that you request Technical Writer. Yell it out in the middle of their songs. They love that.
I will be very, very tempted to yell out Technical Writer
at
some point in the show.
Do it.
Also, at some point you mentioned playing DDR, I think. Just curious, what level do you play at?
Oh, hell if I know.
I am remembering
correctly. The really easy levels.
Anyway, thanks, bye.
You'll have to ask Olga what level we played at when, you know, during PLAcon last year in downtown Portland. Part of the convention was a DDR dance-off competition thing. And I'm not going to say who won, but it was a fun competition.
Hi, Mr. Carter. This is Gregory Joseph with the City of Albany, calling to let you know that between the hours of 11:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. tomorrow, we will be focusing high-powered microwave beams directly at your home.
No.
Please place thermometers in all of your toilets and get any small pets and popcorn out of your home. A representative from the city will be out in the morning to help you reprogram your microwave. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks, Gregory Joseph. It's always Gregory's fault.
Hey, Roy. Long-time listener, first-time caller. My name is Silver. You might have seen me in the chat. Probably
hey,
not,
dear.
Because I've never actually been on the chat. I just had a couple of questions. Namely, your name is RBCP, which stands for, like, Red Box, Children Pepper, or whatever.
Chicken Powder.
I was just wondering if possibly you could change that at some point, because when it's used as an abbreviation, RBCP, it immediately reminds me of the local place, Arby's, where you can get a delicious roast beef sandwich on an oniony bun.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes me hungry whenever I hear your name. And to be honest, it's extremely distracting. I'm trying to watch your show, and I immediately have to run to the kitchen and get some honey graham crackers or something to
that always
keep
sucks.
Me from passing out of hunger.
Sorry.
If you could change that, that'd be fantastic. But other than that, keep up the mediocre work, and I love your show.
Thanks, Philbert. If anyone out there has suggestions for what to rename my RBCP acronym to, feel free to make suggestions in the comments. So that we can stop offending Philbert.
Hey, Brad here. Just want to let you know
Bradley
that I like
here.
The show.
What?
And that's it.
Okay.
Bye, Brad.
Bye.
It's currently April 18th, so by your time frame, Merry Christmas. Bye. Texas.
5 days ago. Not doing that bad on voicemails anymore. Uh-oh. What the hell? Oh, shit. Not sure what's happening on this one.
This message is transmitted at the request of the United States Office of Civil Defense. At 3:40 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, NORAD detected a long-range nuclear missile launch in North Korea. This missile is believed to be headed in the direction of the Los Angeles metropolitan area. It is believed that it will impact this area within the next 1.5 to 2 hours. All residents within a 400-mile radius of this area should seek a fallout shelter.
I'd love to listen to the entire 1 minute and 40 seconds of that, but I'm not going to. I really need to just unsubscribe from those alerts.
Hey, it's Daryl. I'll make it quick. I've been listening to this for about a few months now, so I'm kind of a new listener.
Noob.
I was going through an old show, and I heard pranks about the Big Bamboo's Dockside Grill. And I just want to let you know, I went to their Facebook page, and the guy sold his business. They have now a new owner. It's now called the Dockside Saloon. Dockside Saloon.
Oh, so we need to welcome him to the neighborhood, don't we?
The owner's name is John, so I just want to let you know. Dick left. It looks like he pissed him off. All right, back.
Now I feel kind of bad. One of our phone mobs caused a place to go out of business. I'm pretty sure it was all our fault, so sorry, Bamboos.
Hey, Brad, it's Sporty. I'm sitting in a parking garage where the traffic hasn't moved for like
10 minutes now. Mm-hmm. Just leaving the San Jose Sharks playoff game. They just lost to the Kings in overtime, and I'm really bummed out. I've been meaning to call and leave a message for a while to tell you that I love the show, and I figured that now is as good a time as any. Anyway, keep it up. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Hey, Roy, honey, baby. Thank you for putting voicemails at the end of the show. That was probably the best decision you have ever made.
You're welcome.
And also, one more thing. Thanks.
Okay, that was weird.
Hey, Brad. It's Steven Yucca.
Hey, Steven.
So I have an idea for you for one of your shows. I know you like to do all those homeowner association call-ins, and here's an idea for you. So next time you call up someone who's a part of the homeowners association, you should tell them that you're trying to spread awareness for the fact that there's water at the bottom of the ocean, and you should let them know that that's a huge environmental concern.
It is.
And that they should be donating or else you're going to find them. Or you should just say that you're going to find them so that you could take the money and donate to the cause so we could get rid of the water that's at the bottom of the ocean. All right, so that's pretty much it. I love your shows. I love you, Brad. I love you so much. Anyways, cactus, bye.
Yeah, that could be fun. Force our political agendas on them and stuff. Just like when we were forcing them to vote for Trump. They hated that for some reason.
Hey, it's high school graduate again. I love Katy Perry. Anyway, I was thinking, we need to shoot microwave beams at Taylor Swift and shove a cactus up her butt at the same damn time.
Yeah. Thanks for that one.
Oh, dear Brad. Everything is working out according to plan. Covered in bees, covered in bees, covered in bees. Perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect show today. Thank you very much. You started off with something old, you gave us something new, and you ended it with the voicemails, and then you remembered to add the little Easter egg at the end after playing a song.
Yeah.
Nice.
Glad it
now
was so perfect.
Now we need to
perfect.
Work on marketing. We'll get your listenership back up.
You guys need to work on marketing. I'm too busy for all this marketing shit.
Hey, RTRB, it's Treasure Seeker at Big Nick. Got a question for you.
Okay.
We're on our way to work, and we're getting into a little bit of an argument here. A little heated argument,
Kill
if
him.
You will.
Kill
whether,
him.
Whether Doritos are Mexican food or not. I say they are. I think it is Mexican.
I'm pretty sure that's where they're shipped in from.
He says it's a chip. Just falls under chips. I say it's Mexican food. Help us out. What's the answer? See ya.
It's definitely Mexican food. Come on, that's obvious. You go to Taco Bell, and they have Dorito food on their menu. That means it's Mexican food, because Taco Bell's a Mexican restaurant. Durr.
Hey, Roy. I just wanted to say, you have a small penis, dude. Have fun making jokes so I can sit here and laugh and eat my chips. Thanks, Roy. Have a
no
good day.
No problem. Only four more voicemails, you guys. This is crazy.
Hi, Brad. It's Curbs.
Hey, Curbs.
I just wanted to let you know this is my first ever live show. Unfortunately, I'm super wasted, so my comments are really bad.
Oh, that's okay.
They don't seem to be helping you on the first...
This voicemail's from 2 days ago, you guys, so I guess he said dumb things in the chat room. It's okay, nobody's paying attention to you anyway.
Kind of dissed. But it's okay, I still love you, Brad. After all these years, like 10-plus years, I still love you,
okay,
Brad.
Thanks.
I will always love you.
All right,
you
thanks
are
for the call,
favorite.
Bye. That got weird.
Hey, Brad, just want to call and say, what you doing? This Justin.
Hey,
what's
Justin.
What the hell's the name of that Ghost Rappy song? Where it says, the fucking phone show, it sucks, turn it off. Cactus.
That's
fuck you, Brad.
The one song, the intro song that he made. It's on the PLA torrent, phonelosers.org/torrent. Download it and you can have that song for free.
Oh, hey, Brad, it's El Hombre. How's it going, buddy? Really digging your show. I'm listening to the 2014 shows now. And I really like your Tunnel Call shows. They're very funny. You know, I like the music that you play on your shows, in particular...
Back then it was a good show. What you know what it's turned into these days, playing music by you and stuff.
I wanted to ask you about that. You know that guy that did the song about Alderaan? Who was that?
Glenn Frey.
No.
Glenn Case, not Glenn Frey. What am I talking about?
I can't find it on the internet.
It's Glenn Case.
So, yeah, if you maybe mention who that is, That's a really cool song. And if you could also, do some tunnel calls. I like tunnel calls. Also, I sent you a little...
I still need to do the tunnel calls where I say that I found a 1960s bomb shelter family underneath my apartment or whatever. Got to do that still.
Also, I sent you a little MP3 intro for your show.
Yes.
If you want to listen to that,
I got
your
that.
Email.
It's in
it a while ago.
I heard it.
And then,
it's amazing.
Yeah, I just want to play you a little
song. Going to use it soon.
Song. So it goes like this. That's it. I hope you like it.
It was beautiful.
Just kind of made it up on the spot there. Bye, honey baby.
Thanks for making it weird, El Hombre. So that's the very last voicemail. I actually have zero voicemails waiting for me now. So this whole voicemail thing on the end of the show worked out really well. Now I can put them back in the middle again, now that I'm all caught up. Anyway, that is the end of the show. My apologies for that entire show not working out because everyone was super calm and completely unangry at us. That was the weirdest thing ever. Be sure to support the show, everyone. You can do that by either going to phonelosers.com/cactus or patreon.com/phonelosers, where you can sign up to pay your tithes to the Church of PLA every month. And if you can't do that, please promote the show as much as you possibly can. Share it on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. Be sure to add the Phone Losers of America on Twitter at twitter.com/phonelosers, on facebook.com/phonelosers. Listen to the best of all of the pranks at youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica. And if you want links to everything that was talked about in the show, more or less, you can find those at phonelosers.org in the show notes for this episode. Let's end today's show with a song by Glenn Case. For some reason, I was just thinking of that song. I don't know why. But I'm going to play this song about Aldrin.
Long ago and far away out in space, there was a planet of people whose lives were quickly erased. Now I can't wrap my head around what it means to have the world that you're from reduced to rocks and debris. They say that Alderaan was beautiful. I'm certain that it was. They valued poetry and art, and education was a must. Don't bother looking for this planet. It has been turned to dust. Men blew it up. Absolute power corrupts.
Some kind of sick fucking pervert, Dave.